Let's take a look at high school sports from around the area last night. Awful lot on a nice evening in the area. Yesterday, the Shenandoah Boys Golf Invitational saw Atlantic pick up a win in that 13-team tournament. Atlantic shooting a 292 total, good enough to win, with Glenwood 307 in second, Maryville with 313 was third. Clarinda, Shenandoah, Denison, Red Oak round out the top seven teams. Atlantic's Jake Olson was medalist, shooting the low round of 70 yesterday. In fact, there were four golfers from Atlantic in the top 10, as Ben Reno placed fifth with a 73. Kyle Reno was seventh with a 74, and Zach Stork shot 75 for eighth place yesterday. Also in boys golf, it was AHSTW winning a triangular, shooting a 162. That was better than Exira EHK's 193 and ACGC's 243. Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW was medalist with a 36. Also, Winterset downed Creston and Clark, shooting a 152 to Creston's 165 and Clark's 194 yesterday. In girls golf, Atlantic a winner over Glenwood, 173 to 213. Alyssa Ginther was medalist for Atlantic, shooting a 40. Brooke Newell of Atlantic, runner-up medalist, posting a 43 in yesterday's event. Also in girls golf, AHSTW shot a 219 to defeat Exira EHK and ACGC. Emma Jorgensen of AHSTW had the low round of 52. Kemper Catholic beat Norwalk 144 to 159. Also was Clark shooting a 197 to beat Creston at 206 and Winterset at 224. And Boyer Valley won a three-team meet with a 214 to down Denison at 217 and IKM Manning, who didn't have a full team score. In high school tennis yesterday, the Glenwood Rams defeating Atlantic 5-4. Luke Hohenberger, Caleb Williams, Niall Peterson, and the doubles team of Hohenberger and Peterson were the winners yesterday for Atlantic. Also, Red Oak downed Audubon 9-0. Southwest Valley over Clarinda 8-1. Harlan over Lewis Central 8-1 yesterday in boys high school tennis. In soccer yesterday, girls action, it was Trainer over Nottoway Valley, ACGC, and West Central Valley 2-0. St. Albert beat Tri-Center 3-0. Creston over Kemper Catholic in overtime 3-2. In boys soccer, Atlantic downed Carroll 7-3. AHSTW beat Riverside 5-1. West Central Valley over Trainer 3-2. Creston beat Underwood 6-0. St. Albert over Tri-Center 1-0. Denison over Sioux City West in overtime 3-2. And Sioux City North beat Abe Lincoln 1-0 yesterday. Lots of high school track and field as well yesterday at the Harlan Boys Invitational. It was Lewis Central with a 143 total winning the title. Atlantic the runner-up at 101.5. Thomas Jefferson at 95 for third. Harlan and Trainer round out the top five, with St. Albert, OABCIG, Kemper Catholic, Denison, and Abe Lincoln the rest of the field. Among the top place winners for Atlantic in the 100-meter dash, Grant Reed placing third for the Trojans, and the 200, Dylan Sontag placing sixth. Also in the action yesterday for Atlantic, among some of the top place winners, Grant Reed won the 110 hurdles title yesterday. Jackson Eden was the champion in the 1600 with Bradley Dennis fifth for Atlantic. In the 3200, Phoenix Shadden was a runner-up finisher yesterday. In the 400 hurdles, Grant Reed of Atlantic placing second overall. Also yesterday, taking a look at some of those other events from yesterday's action in the relays. In the 4x200-meter relay, Atlantic placing fourth. They were second in the 4x4, second in the 4x8 as well, fifth in the shuttle hurdle relay. They had a second-place finish in the sprint medley and a fourth-place finish in the distance medley relay event yesterday in Harlan. Also, Griswold hosting its girls' Tiger relays in two different divisions. The Division A was Fremont Mills winning with 169 points, Sydney with 156 second, Griswold third at 153, Riverside and South Page the rest of the field. Among the individual winners, Maddie Duncan of Sydney in the 100 and the 200 meters. Jocelyn Amos of Griswold took the 400. Joanna Topham of Griswold wins the 800 and the 1500 meters. Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills took the 100 hurdles. Also yesterday, Anna Young of Griswold, the winner in the 3000. Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills takes the 400 hurdles. The discus goes to Marin Phillips of Sydney. Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills won the high jump. Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills the long jump. And Marin Phillips of Sydney took the shot put. In the relays, Fremont Mills wins the 4x1 and the shuttle hurdle relay. Sydney took the 4x2 and the 4x4. Riverside wins the 4x8. Sydney also wins the sprint medley. Griswold took the distance medley relay championship. In the AA division at the Griswold Tiger Relays yesterday, Underwood wins with 212 points, Southwest Valley second with 105, Red Oak, AHSTW, and Kemper Catholic the rest of the field. Among the individual winners, Hannah James of Underwood takes the 100 and the 200 meters. Cecilia Myers of Underwood, the 400. Kylie Cook of Underwood, the 800. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW wins the 100 hurdles. Kylie Cook of Underwood, the 1500 and the 3,000-meter champion. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW wins the 400 hurdles. In the field events, Lauren Shapcott of Underwood wins the discus. Anna Bauer of AHSTW took the high jump title. Mallory Bating of Kemper Catholic, the long jump. Shauna Baldwin of Red Oak, also a winner in the shot put event yesterday. In the relays, the 4x1 goes to Red Oak. They also won the 4x2 and the 4x4. Underwood won the 4x8 and the shuttle hurdle relay. Red Oak also took the sprint and distance medley relay titles in that meet. Lewis Central hosting a girls' track meet yesterday. Abraham Lincoln wins with 160 points. Denison, the runner-up at 138. Trainer, third with 116.5. Thomas Jefferson, Lewis Central, Creston, Tri-Center, East Mills, and St. Albert. Rounding out the rest of the field in that event yesterday. Among the winners, Hannah Hood of Creston won the shot put. Josie Starner of Thomas Jefferson, the discus. High jump title went to Sunday Faya of Denison, while Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln took the long jump. Also yesterday in the sprint medley relay, Denison was the champion. In the 3,000, Mariah Hylison of Abe Lincoln the winner. Denison took the 4x800-meter relay title and the shuttle hurdle relay title. Caitlin Jones of Thomas Jefferson wins the 100-meter dash. The 400-meter dash title went to Amanda Brick of Tri-Center. Also in yesterday's action, the 4x200 title went to Lewis Central. Sunday Faya of Denison took the 100 hurdles. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills wins the 800-meter run. Darby Thomas of Abe Lincoln takes the 200. Vanessa Gunderson of Denison the 400 hurdles. Also the 4x100-meter relay champion, his trainer, and the 4x4 champ, Denison, in yesterday's meet. Also at the Bob Evans Relays over at Logan yesterday, Missouri Valley wins with 155 points. Bowyer Valley second with 116. Logan Magnolia 110 points for third. West Harrison, Arweva, Whiting round out the rest of that field. Among some of those winners yesterday, Logan Magnolia's Drake Johnson took the boys' shot put title. Missouri Valley's Nick Allen wins the 100-meter dash. Also in the 200, it was Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley winning the title. Bowyer Valley's Zach Ambrose, the 400 winner. Bowyer Valley's Joe Weber took the 800 meters. Also yesterday, it was Bowyer Valley's Connor Garrett winning the 1600 and the 3200-meter titles. In the relays, the shuttle hurdle relay crown goes to Arweva. They also took the 4x1. Missouri Valley wins the sprint medley relay. Arweva wins the 4x2. West Harrison, the sprint medley. 4x4 to Missouri Valley, and also the 4x8, Logan Magnolia was the champion in that event. Baseball yesterday, Daniel Murphy homered, doubled twice and tied career highs with 5 RBIs and 4 hits in the Washington Nationals. Down the St. Louis Cardinals 8-3 last night. Matt Wieters and Jason Wirth also hit solo shots to help Washington earn a second home series victory. Game 3 of that series is this afternoon. We'll have it for you here on the radio. 2:10 is the pregame, 3:05 is first pitch, Cards at Washington. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, the Mets over Philadelphia 14-4. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 6-2. Miami over Atlanta 8-4. Colorado beat San Diego 3-2. Arizona topping San Francisco 4-3. The American League, Detroit over Minnesota 2-1. Cleveland beat the White Sox in 10 innings 2-1. Boston 8-1 over Baltimore. The Angels in 10 over Texas 6-5. And Houston beat Seattle 7-5. In interleague play, Milwaukee over Toronto by a 4-3 final. Pacific Coast League Baseball, Omaha beat Round Rock 9-1. New Orleans over Iowa in 10 innings by a 2-1 final. And in football news, Iowa will host Middle Tennessee in a 2019 game that will mark the first ever meeting between those two programs. The schools announced Tuesday that Middle Tennessee would play at Iowa on September 28th of 2019. Middle Tennessee officials said the school will receive $1.55 million for making the trip to Iowa. Middle Tennessee has played Big Ten teams 6 times in its history. The Blue Raiders have faced Illinois 3 times, Minnesota twice, and Purdue once. Middle Tennessee is playing Minnesota again this season. The Blue Raiders already had scheduled a September 14th home date with Duke in 2019. 2 more non-conference games will be announced later. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field.